Comments from the BC Conservative Party president on the future of a significant part of Abbotsford spun local politicians into a frenzy last week. Aisha Esty, the president of the Provincial Conservatives, responded to a question related to a recent UBC report that stated allowing the Sumas Prairie area to turn back into a lake is necessary due to a number of factors related to climate change. The report suggested that it makes better economic sense due to the immense cost of repairing dikes and building a new pump station. Esty agreed with the study. Shocking. The BC Conservative plan for Sumas Prairie is to reflood Sumas Lake. Flooding Sumas would require the displacement of countless multi-generational family farms, loss of BC's prime agricultural lands, and a significant loss of dairy, poultry, and egg production. pic.twitter.com/3irk2xntt. Marcus T. Delves, at Marcus Delves, June 6, 2024. I think long-term, this is probably the most cost-effective, this managed retreat, she said on CBC Radio last week. The insurance implications of fighting ongoing flooding would be astronomical, so we definitely need to start making some different decisions there and pulling buildings back and getting buildings out of the way of destruction. Those comments were almost immediately pounced upon by both the BC United and BC NDP, BC. Premier David Eby said he was flabbergasted by Esty's comments. This is the latest in a flood of policy decisions brought forward by John Rusted's party, he said. I think it's a very bad decision and it will impact food prices for British Columbians. It will hurt farmers with dramatically higher costs and they won't be able to farm anymore if it's underwater, obviously. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Marcus Delves, at Marcus Delves, Marcus Delves, the BC United candidate for Abbotsford South, where the Sumas Prairie is located, released a video to his social media last week stating that his party would protect the farmland. Flooding the Sumas would require the displacement of countless multi-generational families, would cause a significant loss of prime agricultural land in BC and it would significantly reduce our dairy, poultry and egg production. Delves added that his party is not confused on this issue and they would protect local farmers and provide flood infrastructure. UBC academics who want to reflood Sumas Valley don't understand the value of farming and growing our own food right here in BC. We need to protect our farms. Abbotsford's Sumas Valley is some of the most productive land in Canada. We can't just let it return to nature. Hashtag BCPoly pic.twitter.com/pfqfa2xnv. Bruce Banman, at Bruce Banman, June 7, 2024. Abbotsford South MLA and Conservative Party member Bruce Banman then responded with a video of his own on social media. He disagreed with the plan to flood Sumas Lake, calling it crazy. As the MLA for this area, I will do whatever it takes to protect this so it remains farmland, he said. I will, as your MLA for this area, protect the right to farm this because if we want independence from the United States and other countries we've got to grow our own food. Banman also responded to a post from Delves, stating that farmers know that he has their back. He added that he doesn't agree with ETSA, but that she is entitled to her opinion. Give me a break. Farmers in Abbotsford know Bruce Banman has their back. BC's Conservatives won't be flooding Sumas Valley. Last I checked, Marcus, you're polling in fourth place and your leader tried to barter away your seat. Maybe you ought to focus on the NDP for a bit. https://t.co/la50unjjnb. Bruce Banman. At Bruce Banman, June 7, 2024. The NDP has yet to announce a candidate in the Abbotsford South riding. The provincial election is set for October 19.